Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Should you move a giant couch by yourself or hire professionals? That was the big question from the weekend. It's Elizabeth and Radar on the mix. Up north, there was a couch that needed to be moved to the second floor. And the way the stairs are and the size and weight of this couch, it wasn't going to be possible to do this. Just two people.
Yeah.
My husband and our son tried to do it and almost took out a chunk of the corner of the loft and the stairwell.
Oh, no.
There's a big piece of wood that kind of, it's for show, but it's placed on that corner. Brayson just rammed the couch right into that.
Trying to get done fast.
Took that thing out.
Yeah.
So you all heard Will from Hernia Movers on the show with us if you were listening at this time last week. And he was talking about how if you're going to move something heavy like that to a second floor with ropes and things, it could be bad.
You know, there's a lot that can go wrong, and he could, you know, hurt himself. He could strain a muscle, or he could, you know, then be laid up from work possibly. You know, if we were doing something like that, it's special kind of rope and tie it to the piece and probably brace it so that, yeah, no one would fall over.
You probably have like a whole crew to do this.
And that's my nightmare. Somebody falling over the loft
from the
weight of the couch.
Yeah.
Well, I made a phone call to some movers that were up north. And the guy was great. He called me right away and he said, yeah, we can move a couch. And I said, okay, what would that cost? And he said, it's going to cost drive time, but $500. What?
Wow.
This couch isn't even worth that.
It's up north, so they probably have to drive 45
minutes. They have to drive at least an hour to get there.
Oh my gosh, it's even more.
And then he said, I know a lot of my guys that live in the area where you're at and they would do this for cash. And I thought, oh, that's great. And then he said,
and grilling out.
But then he pointed out, he's like, but just so you know, though, they're doing this on their own. So if someone gets hurt or something like that, that's on you.
Pass. Then you're like,
no, thank you.
Here's $50
plus $1,000 lawsuit or something.
And thanks for your lawyer's card. Thanks a lot. I'll be in touch.
So we're at the place up north, and it's my husband Eric, it's our buddy Dave, it's his son Matt, and we're all looking at the couch. And I said, what if the couch gets lift up over your heads? Then you can make the turn because it's up higher over that turn by the loft.
Well, wait, this is a heavy couch too.
Solid wood, not pine wood.
So to lift it up over your head, that's like weightlifting.
But you have three guys,
right? But the blood's coming out of your arm when it's above your head.
You have three guys.
I've done this before for my wife, and I go, I gotta stop. I can't even feel my hands anymore.
So I stepped outside to go into the car and get a tape measure.
Uh huh.
In that time, the boys are like, all right, she's gone.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's pick it up.
That's probably what they did. Hey, go get a tape measure for us. All right. Yeah.
So I go into the house, into the cabin, and they're on the stairs. So take a listen to this audio of them moving the couch.
Right. Oh!
My head hurts something.
No, Matt's just gotta start spinning.
Okay, hang on a second, Matt.
Go!
Oh
boy.
Okay. All right.
You got it?
Yep. Now you can just set it in that hallway.
Where is it going?
Right, straight down.
Man.
You end up going to that room, but we gotta finish painting.
It wasn't so hard.
No.
It wasn't so hard, huh?
It wasn't so hard.
Did it make it?
Three of them. It did.
It made it! See?
But
you didn't have to worry about
anything. Back to that tape measure. Back to the tape measure.
Yeah.
It didn't fit in the doorway to get into the office.
What? So you have to take it apart?
So, no, let me tell you what we did. At this point, it was 1 a.m., full day of painting. I'm tired. Eric's tired. I'm like, I don't even care. I said to Eric, we're shoving this into this room. It's happening. We're not going back. It's going into the room. We ended up taking out a corner of like the drywall and the door frame, which we're just going to have to get some mud and patch that up.
Just going to have to get some mud.
I didn't even care. I didn't even care. I was like, I'd like to mention I didn't even want to keep this couch. Just want to throw that out there that I said it's too big for the space. Like, we should just sell it and it should be gone.
Yeah.
But the boys love it, so the couch is staying. So we shoved it in. The back of it has a whole big white mark on the back, but it's the back of the couch. Who cares at that point?
Who cares, right?
But the corner. And Eric at that point was like, I'm hitting it. We're scraping it. I'm like, I don't care. Just shove this thing in. So we got it in.
It sounded like that was kind of a mess, but it sounded like going up the stairs was a lot better.
That ended up being the easier part.
That was the easy part.
And Once you picked it up over your head.
The easy part happened because you were outside. What Eric forgot to do in this whole situation was lock the door and keep you outside.
Yeah. Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.